Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast and our Consistency 365 series. I am Elizabeth Benton. Let's start your day off right, assuming that your day is just starting. And if it's not, let's end your day right. One thing that I've been working on a lot lately is differentiating between what brings me pleasure and what brings me happiness. A lot of times in the past, I have conflated these two things. And because something is pleasurable, it makes me happy. I enjoy it. I deserve it. Or I'm stressed. And so this thing that brings pleasure will help with that stress. But that hasn't been true. Oftentimes, this thing, food for me or sugar, for some people, it's spending money. For some people, it's alcohol. For some people, it's, you know, any number of different things. I would tell myself that because something is pleasurable, it therefore is a great option when I'm stressed or if I'm overwhelmed or if I'm upset or if I'm tired. But it's not, because some things that are pleasurable create stress when we turn to them inappropriately or in amounts that are excessive or frequencies that are excessive. And so pleasure can cause pain. And pleasure can erode happiness, and pleasure can exacerbate stress. Certainly not always, but we have to pay more attention and we have to be more honest and we have to slow down and be more thoughtful about this to make sure that we aren't turning to something that is pleasurable without acknowledging that it erodes happiness. So that we can notice when we're turning to something that is pleasurable when we're stressed without acknowledging that it creates more stress. I like ice cream. It has a momentary pleasure to offer me, but it does not make me happy. Ice cream does not make me happy. It was interesting. The other day, I posted in the Primal Potential Facebook group about how one of my tools for deciding whether or not to indulge is evaluating whether or not something's worth it. And I shared in this post that I had been at a bridal shower and I looked at the dessert table. And while it looked lovely, it was beautiful, I'm sure everything was good, there was nothing there that was like my thing. You know, there wasn't like an ice cream bar with homemade gelato. There wasn't any red velvet cupcake over there or even any cupcakes at all. And so to me, it was just like, I'm sure all of those things would be good, but they're not the thing that I would go out of my way to seek out. So just not worth it. Just not worth it for me. Or they were serving wine and I like wine, but it's not my favorite. So it's not worth it. If they had a special tequila tasting or a spicy margarita bar, that would be a different story. And somebody was like, yeah, but you gotta live. Yeah, but you gotta live. And that's a perfect example of where and why I think it's so important to differentiate between pleasure and happiness. The things that often bring me pleasure are not the things that bring me happiness. Having quality time with my kids absolutely brings me happiness. I wouldn't even describe it as pleasurable because that just doesn't even scratch the surface of what it is. It's so much deeper than that. But when we're talking about food or we're talking about alcohol or we're talking about, you know, buying a new pair of shoes, those things don't bring happiness. Momentary pleasure, yes. Happiness, no. Don't just blindly follow pleasure. Slow down. Differentiate. Ask yourself, what am I really seeking? Is there something that brings me pleasure and also happiness? Or is there something that at least doesn't erode happiness, doesn't take away from happiness? Can I pursue that? Can I find that? Can I ask other people what that might be for them? But don't just blindly tell yourself that because something is pleasurable, it makes you happy. Because that is going to be a really slippery slope. We'll see you tomorrow.